Saturday, September 24th, 2022, going heavy on the overhead squat. 7 sets of 1, classic heavy day. Last time we did this exact rep scheme was February 22nd, 2022. A lot of 2s and 0s in there. How to approach heavy days? That video is included today. That video talks about warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all kinds of good stuff. Highly recommend that you watch it. There's a link to that video there. We've got a video showing the overhead squat. I recommend you certainly use a rack for this. Personally, after each overhead squat, I don't try to lower it back down onto my rack position, on my back rack. It's not worth it for me. Dropping heavy weight onto my body doesn't seem like a good idea, so I just drop it on the floor. And yes, I get in some extra cleans, but I would rather do that than lower heavy weight and have it go poorly on my body. Super Fitness Robot would be using 85% or higher of your one rep max. More likely is anywhere from 70% or higher of your one rep max. Wildcard option today, be fun for people. Snatch balance, 7 sets of 1, video showing that. Scaled option, let's say that overhead is just not your friend, the overhead squat, 7 sets of 1 on the front squat will allow you to go heavy below parallel, and then ideally you're practicing the overhead squat as well, getting a little bit more flexibility, mobility, a little more confidence. Video showing the front squat. Limited equipment option, here we go. 4 rounds, not for time, 12 dumbbell squats, it's a pair of 50s for men, pair of 35s for women, rest 1 minute, then single arm dumbbell overhead lunge, 5 meters with the left arm overhead, then 5 meters with the right arm overhead, rest 1 minute, then single arm dumbbell shoulder press, 12 reps with the left arm, 12 reps with the right arm, and then you rest another minute. Video showing the dumbbell squat, that single arm dumbbell overhead lunge, if you're unfamiliar with that, and then a single arm dumbbell shoulder press. Super Fitness Robot would be everything unbroken. Wow, good on you. More likely, breaking things up as needed. And although we generally prescribe, you know, the 50 pounders for the men, 35s for women, if you have other dumbbells available, be it heavier or lighter, and those work better for you, by all means, you know, use those. But that's the range of dumbbells that most people have, so that's what we program for. No equipment option, 4 rounds, not for time. Walking lunge, 30 meters, handstand hold, 30 seconds. And that handstand hold, if you can do it, you know, against a tree, against a wall, against your house, against something, fantastic. If you're not quite there yet, you can do it in a pike position, you could do a plank, you do a top of a push-up, there could be something that you could find to mimic that as best as possible. Accessory work, optional as always. Dumbbell front rack lunge, 3 sets of 10 to 20 meters, we'll say. You choose the loading, got a video showing that movement, resting a couple of minutes between each, then 10 minutes of practicing the Bergner warm-up with an empty barbell. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the shoulder and the frog stretch for the lower body. Hope you enjoyed that workout. That closes out yet another week. Thanks to everyone all around the world for making the Lynchpin community so darn special. I appreciate all of you. We're all in this together. I'm right there with you, suffering every day. And I'll see all of you in the BTWB squads or in the private Facebook group. I read your comments on the Instagram post every day. And so thanks for being awesome. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.